Yes.
Are there any extra needs which our patients will have during Ramadan which we as doctors should be aware of in terms of fasting?
The patients?
Yes.
I can't remember. What should be they aware of?
Will they be fasting and will that affect their care?
You see, the patients, the Holy Quran very categorically says that the patient suffering, the ill, are exempt from fasting. Now, this is a very difficult question to answer in generalization. That is why Allah has not elaborated it in the Quran Himself. Because suffering or being a patient varies from person to person, and his own capability to take suffering and to respond to such situations as bodily ailments. Some people feel ill even at a slight indisposition, and they are built like that. Some can take even bigger ills usually, it's no problem, and small ailments don't bother them much. So it's the inner decision of the man himself. If he himself is convinced that he is ill and he can't keep the fast, so he must not fast in such a case, and he can exempt himself. No other authority, no outside authority can judge that. So those of the ulama who take it into their hands to decide whether somebody is ill or not, they play God, which they have no right. So if somebody makes false excuses and does not keep fast, what then? We are not to judge him. He will go to God, to whom everybody else will return. So there's no problem involved whatsoever. But unfortunately, in some parts of the Muslim society, like in Northwest Province, there is such rigidity in relation to the formal exercises of worship, etc., etc., that the mullahs take it into their own hand to decide whether somebody is really permitted, really ill or not. And if somebody, for instance, is suffering heavily, he still would not leave fast for the fear of the mullah's reaction. So it is a common experience there, particularly during the summer heat, that people pass out in public here and there, and as yet they are not given water until the mullah takes a pinch of dust, dry dust, opens his mouth and puts the dust in the mouth, and then, you know, takes spoons it out to see whether it was wet or not. If it is wet, you see, he was just feigning, he's not really. So they must be very certain whether somebody is feigning or swooning. This is absurdity, this is really total annihilation of religious philosophy and religious values. So it's entirely up to anyone to decide for himself.
Another question on fasting.